You can see another economic indicator at play in some small towns in Spain. Many had gotten rich during the boom years and thought they'd keep getting richer, so they borrowed lots of money. But then the economy collapsed, real estate went bust, and their undeveloped land lost its value. And now some of those towns can't pay for municipal services like street sweeping. The World's Jerry Haddon went to one such town, the northeast mountain village of Coibató, and sent us this postcard.
Over the past decade, during Coibató's economic peak, this was a sound you almost never heard. An old wicker broom sweeping up leaves and garbage. Each day, Mariona Rodriguez uses her broom to clean the sidewalk in front of her bakery. She says it's not an inconvenience. I'll just tidy up here and that's it. Tomorrow, I'll do it again. I've got a lot of time on my hands, she laughs, so for me, sweeping is no problem. Rodriguez has lots of time because business is slow. With the crisis, fewer tourists are coming to this village. It's troubling, says Mayor Josefina Martinez, because besides tourism, Coibató has had just one other steady source of income.
Bueno, nosotros últimamente vivíamos de las licencias de construcción, de las licencias de obras.
She says we've been financing the town through construction licenses. This year it's dropped off 90%. No one is building or buying. When Spain's housing market crumbled last year, it took the country's economy with it. Small towns have been harder hit than cities because their economies are less diverse. Many are up to their eyeballs in debt. Coibató, population 4,000, owes creditors about $8 million. For years, town leaders borrowed money to expand services as the village grew. But when property values began to soar a few years ago, town planners went too far, says Mayor Martinez.
Por ejemplo, la piscina municipal. Tenemos una instalación con una piscina para verano.
An example, she says, is the public swimming pool. It's great. No one would deny it. But 8 years on, we're still paying for it. This is an example of building stuff that you can't really afford. You end up mortgaging away the town's resources. And that means future projects, such as an affordable housing complex, have been shelved. This empty lot had been designated for that project. Town spokesman Juan Sanz says Coibató was counting on the sale of those homes to finance another key project. He says the apartments were going to pay for a $4.5 million sports center, but then the housing developer didn't get the financing from the banks. Spain's overextended banks have stopped lending for most housing projects, so Coibató is in a bind. It's had to cut some services, and that's what's turned the simple act of sweeping your sidewalk into something more symbolic. In one of Coibató's two bars, owner Jordi Gobern waits at midday for customers. He says, like Mariona the baker, he's also sweeping his front stoop, but under protest.
Y ya de paso, pues, barro el resto de la plaza.
He says sometimes I might even sweep the rest of the plaza because the city doesn't do an adequate job. The problem is that services are being reduced, but we still pay the same taxes. It isn't fair that we have to keep on sweeping. Try telling that to Ricard Duran, and he's apt to turn on you with his electric leaf blower. Duran is the sole street and sidewalk cleaner in Coibató. He's got about 70 miles of streets to cover in his little sweeper truck. He says that doesn't leave him time to clean most sidewalks.
Sí, la gente podría ser un poco solidaria y, pero bueno.
He says our neighbors could show a little more solidarity. Only a few sweep their stoops, my mom, for example. But these days people say, well, I pay taxes, so the town should do everything for me. For Mayor Martinez, the best way to end this debate is to rekindle the village economy. But she says until something comes along to replenish Coibató's coffers, people will have to get used to doing things like in the old days, compensating for the lack of some services with their own sweat and effort. For the World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Coibató, Spain.
Jerry sent us some great photos from Coibató. You can see them at theworld.org.